Blog Talk Radio.
Amen to that. I want to welcome everybody and say, first of all, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on your time zone. And welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around this nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that is laughingly called creation. Share with us your light. We'll share ours with you. And with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime, and probably dimension has faded into memory. So gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as cosmic forecast videos, recommended books, inquiring mind things, my passions, it has a ton of information. So I welcome you to go there and shop around. There's actually a store too. And there's show on. There's also information on the other shows that I do, of which I'm really very proud and excited about. On Wednesday nights, starting on the 17th of April, Nightlight is going to go into prime time with a show called Nightlight Matrix. And that will be a show in spiritual from 8 to 10 on Wednesday evenings. And we're going to use that show as more or less of an interview show. We're going to use it as a round table. We're going to discuss everything from UFOs to unicorns. And we have some really, really exciting guests that are already lined up and some more that are just sort of on the brink. The very first show on the 17th is going to have Lynn Bless on it. He is the author of a wonderful book called The Heart of Numerology. And he also is the author of my favorite book of all time, which is Numerology for the New Age. But The Heart of Numerology takes everything even further and is, you know, it's an amazing book. If you ever have been curious about numerology or what the numbers in your name mean or anything like that, this is really a book you kind of want to look at. And his website is called Forever Numerology. I don't think Jeannie has that yet, but if Jeannie, you could put it up. It has an amazing amount of information on it, also a calculator that will help you to figure out what your different numbers are so that when he talks about them on Wednesday night, you'll be all set and loaded with exactly which numbers it is you're kind of looking at. And on the 24th, we have another exciting show on a Wednesday night. It's going to be on mediumship. And I have two fabulous mediums that are going to be joining me, Mary Peeler and James Luce. And it is going to be a show that focuses on what is mediumship. How do you know if you have it? How do you develop it if you have it? And we're all going to share a lot of our information and pitfalls probably with you. It's anytime you get three mediums together, you just never know exactly where it's going to go. But it's going to start out talking about mediumship. I can't actually guarantee where else we're going to go from there on in. Jeannie is in the chat room, and she can answer any of your questions. She can tell you where you are in the queue. And if you do want a reading, I suggest you call in ahead of time because it does get pretty lengthy towards the end of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-2139. And as I mentioned before, I do have a website, and on it I have what are called cosmic forecasts. I think Kathy Bradshaw calls them the cosmic weather reports, which I thought was kind of cool. And what I've done is I've taken every month of the year and I've done a reading on that month for the year and put it up there so that you can check out and see just what the energies are going to be doing in the current month or the month yet to come. For this April, we have the time is coming that there will be yet another shift of consciousness and humanity as a whole will experience another period of awakening, a time when we see the impact of our works and actions and have the opportunity to shift the way in which we interact with each other. These moments give us the opportunity to change and alter the way in which we interact with each other. For many, the shift will come as a great awakening and they will recognize what casual statements and thoughtless actions can cause in the lives of others. Some will ignore that they have caused harm or go about their day-to-day lives not changed. Those are the ones who will learn by experience as their actions come back at them usually greatly magnified. We will be observing the element of balance and karma more closely in this time period, and many will be startled as to how rapidly what they have done to others returns to them with great impact. For those who learn by this experience and change their lives, there is a new direction that opens to them. Doors will open and opportunity will call for change and expansion on all levels. Those who do not adjust their lives will be caught in a loop that will repeat until they get it. And then they too will move into new levels of experience and wisdom. We all radiate an energy that surrounds us and enhances the vibration of who we are. That energy is felt by others on a very subliminal level. Like attracts like, and so on a vibrational level, we are drawn to those who have a resonance with us. So Since the physical and the personality have nothing to do with this energy, often very unique individuals are drawn together. There is a synchronicity of spirit that becomes the bond that connects us on this level. If the ego steps aside, then connections of a very spiritual nature are made. When the ego gets in the way, choices are made on very superficial levels, and often the bond is not as strong. Trust to the energies and be guided by them as you seek for relationships that have crossed the barriers of time and dimension to draw spirits to one another. The law of attraction is present in this time frame as well. Be careful what you ask for because the universe may well supply it. Pay attention to what you want and what you need and ask for the universe to bring you what and who you need at this point in time. Spreading a wide net out there is much better than being so specific that you limit the universe and what it can bring to you. Remember, it's all right to say no thank you and wait for the quality you deserve. The universe has a habit of offering you less and seeing if you'll settle for it. There's such a thing as perfect, and you deserve it. This month, the focus is on work, finishing and letting go of projects that are long overdue. Putting your nose to the grindstone will lighten your load later on. There has been a tendency when seasons change to become distracted and lost in the changes that are going on around you. Not this year. Hold to your schedule and complete your projects. If you don't, you'll find yourself frustrated and left behind as others who did become distracted move on to new areas of interest and awareness. Make sure your I's are dotted and your T's crossed and become meticulous in all things for the month. Believe me, it will pay off in the long run. This is going to be a month where it feels like nothing is happening. Believe me, a great deal is. It just isn't on the surface yet. The element of finishing what you start is very important. Working on yourself is important as well. Give yourself the time to take the emotional stock, and where you come up short, do the work that you promised yourself to do months ago. We can always improve upon ourselves and the way we are following our pathways. Those who feel they are perfect and don't need any more work will find themselves stuck in one place. No forward motion in any aspect of their lives. Those who are constantly growing and expanding their consciousnesses will have magic happen in their lives that is all inclusive. The potential from great abundance enters in this month as well. For whatever levels you have been gathering and working on, there will be abundance. The greater the focus, the greater the abundance. From the physical to the etheric, there is great return on your investments. The universe does not always focus on the same levels as we do, unfortunately. Monetary quests are not always considered to be a reflection of spiritual works well done. Abundance on a spiritual level may well take on a different form than what was expected. The universe is watching spiritual development and evolution, how we function within our reality and how we impact and share with the rest of humanity. It isn't the gathering of monetary toys that is the measure of growth and development, but rather the abundance of love, sharing, and compassion that we carry within and share with others. Abundance is here in direct proportion to what you have shared unconditionally with your fellow man. I know it's a lot to swallow, but it is up on the website, and I welcome you to go check it out. I find in going back and reading them over, because they were all done about a year ago, it kind of sometimes, you know, I step back and I take a good look and I think, holy mackerel, did I actually write that? And yes, indeed I did. And sometimes it fits my life so perfectly, it's unbelievable. The title for the show is Welcome Springtime? And, you know, most of us are saying that because some of us still have actually snow in our garden. I have to admit, I still have snow in a couple places, and I feel like taking my hairdryer out and trying to melt it because it is a tad overwhelming. And you just can't believe that we're into April, and there is still snow on the ground. We kind of want to get on with springtime. And I think that most of humanity is feeling that same way. Everybody is sort of feeling like it's time to move on, it's time to grow, it's time to enter into new work and different things. And our spirits do mirror the season that we're in. I mean, this is a time for planting seeds. This is a time for putting work out there. And so many people, and I had the pleasure of talking with somebody today who was who was getting a spiritual website together, and she kept saying, I have to make sure it's perfect, and I have to make sure that it's up there. And you know, the most surprising thing is that if you're doing something like that, if you have a project that you intend to be ongoing and growing, then it should go up there unfinished. I know my website isn't finished, but it's up there and it's huge. But, well, at least for me, it's huge. And it's a matter of you get it up there and you let it start to have a life of its own, and then you expand it as you expand, as far as consciousness, as far as understanding, as far as life goes. And it's really an amazing thing. Putting something up that isn't quite finished doesn't mean that you know, that's it and it's all carved in stone. It means that it's a start. And I actually suggested that she look upon her website as a vision board. And as she accomplished things, you know, she added another page to it and let it just grow that way. Not everybody wants to do a website, but you could do it with a blog. You could do it in a lot of different ways. Frankly, I'm more back on the traditional vision board, is a board you paste pictures on and you put by your computer so you see it all the time. But that isn't really the case with technology today. You can use your thumbtack boards, or you can use your screensavers. You can do vision boards that are in a multimedia modality type of thing, and it serves the purpose. So do look to starting things, to planting seeds, because even though in some areas the earth isn't quite ready for it, I'm not sure that we're even thawed out, to tell you the truth. But this is a time in which you're planting seeds. You're taking a look at what is yet to come in this season, and you're putting things into the ground so they can grow. You're putting things out into the universe so that they can manifest, and you're letting yourself suddenly feel the joy of moving ahead, because most of us have been, you know, just absolutely, we've become hermits inside because it's been so cold out there. And this is the very first year ever that I actually got cabin fever. I just had to break out. I have a friend who runs a nursery. And I went over to just sit in the nursery with her and smell the warm, damp air and just the promise of springtime, because I really felt like it was never going to come. And here on the East Coast of the United States, we're supposed to be a temperate zone or a tropical zone, you know, according to the climate changes. And let me tell you, it didn't feel like it this year at all. It felt as though winter was here to stay, and it was sort of a bounce back to years and years and years ago, almost 50 years ago, when I lived in Minnesota and Michigan. Their spring doesn't arrive until almost June. So, you know, it was kind of like, oh God, no, we're going back to that thing. I don't think I want to see that much snow at all, ever, ever, ever again. But the universe has a way of teasing us and giving us mild winters and early springs, and then hits us with probably the worst winter we've ever seen. So anyhow, that's my weather report for the day. And we have some calls here. I just do suggest, if you want a reading, that you call in early. Jeannie will post the call-in number, and I will tell you it's 347-857-2139, so that if it is a reading you're after today, then it's a good idea to pick up the phone and dial. But we've got, oh, that's Jeannie. We've got Marie in California. Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm delighted to hear your voice. You sound so much like a friend I have in Sedona, Arizona. So listening to you is very comforting.
Oh, thank you. She must be really, really nice.
She's a sweetie pie. I've known her for quite a long time. And you know, I'm listening to you, and I did give Jeannie my question, but I also, along with that question, you know, if at some point that you would address, you were reading something from your web page about starting something and completing something. How do you even know what you're starting to complete? You know, and as I mentioned to Jeannie, I had been out of work for, I was laid off, and it's been 5 years, and I recently got a position. I've been there now 6 and maybe a quarter weeks, and on yesterday, while in the course of my travels for my job, I was hit in the back by a car. I wasn't injured really bad, but I do have a strained neck, you know, just a little bit stuff, a little whiplash and what have you. And, you know, I listen to you as you talk about the work, you know, planting season. And I have been working so diligently since I have been laid off. I've read, I've been quiet. And since I've been working, I sage myself every day. I watch my thoughts carefully. And, you know, it's like, I haven't been paid for 3 weeks. They asked for one slip, you know, a deposit slip. I gave them that. They said, oh, that's not the number. And, you know, it's like, you know, the universe, yes, you're teaching lessons. And every day I'm like, what is the lesson in all of this? What is it that I am really failing to see? I am just like, what's the worst? Why even be here? What's the lesson in all this when you're constantly going in a circle and you ask questions and you sit and be quiet and it doesn't come?
Well, I can answer that question. I have just one quick question. What is it you're doing now?
I'm working as a presently as a courier until they find a new office. I will be their inventory specialist. They deal with medical supply instruments for surgical procedures.
Okay. Well, and this is your dream for a career?
No. I it's a dream to have my rent paid, so I don't have to ask my mother, because I have used my mother's money. I have used every dime of my savings and 401, everything.
Okay, well, that's good, and I know that sounds flippant, but no, that's good. You are extraordinarily spiritual. You're on a spiritual pathway. Unfortunately, spiritual pathways don't pay well. So you need to have a mundane job. You've got a mundane job. I'm fine with that. What you've been doing is asking questions and waiting for an answer and clearing yourself and you know, just doing your best to get the insight from the cosmos, so to speak. And you shut down every creative channel you had. You are not doing, from what I can see in the cards that I threw for you, you are not doing anything of a creative nature. That's creativity for creative sake. It doesn't mean you have to write a book and publish it. It doesn't mean you have to paint the Sistine Chapel. It doesn't mean you have to have talent in any particular aspect at all. It just means there has to be creative work here on some level at some point in time every day. Whether
forgive me.
Sure.
What does that mean? What is the creative? What does that mean?
Okay, well, for those of us fortunate enough to have gardens, gardening is one of the creative things. In other words, you become the creator, and you can do anything from collecting buttons and sewing pictures made of the different buttons. You can knit, you can crochet. You have to enjoy it, but you can cook. You can experiment with cooking. What happens is, spiritual energy cannot come into our lives unless we have channels through which it can flow. It can't flow through an open heart, because that isn't the kind of channel it has to come through. Spiritual energy comes through the creative channels. And whether it's keeping a journal and writing diligently every day, you know, your philosophies, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your wishes, whether it is getting out there and working in nature, even if you go out and where are you calling from?
Okay.
California. Go clean up a beach. Get a metal detector and look for sunken treasure on the beach. You have to have something of a creative nature that you're doing with yourself. And when we get into the kind of snag that you're in now, I understand. We absolutely stop everything creative and say to ourselves, I'm going to plug at getting a job because I can't be creative now. I have to be serious, and I want to eat and have a roof over my head. I got that. but you have a job and you're not being creative. You're sort of sitting and waiting. And okay, you're waiting by the telephone, and you have no telephone service. And the way you get the telephone service is by being creative, and you can paint doilies, you can organize the bejesus out of things. You can, you know, it doesn't have to cost money. You don't have to go out and get art supplies. There's plenty that you can do of a creative nature, and journaling is one thing, because you see, you've got this wonderful spiritual energy here, and I think a job is secondary to the spiritual purpose that you feel you have, and I know you feel you've been called. You just don't know where you're supposed to go to answer the phone.
You're right about that.
And
I do journal, but I don't do it every day because But anyhow, thank you for the examples.
And the reality here is, you know, among other things, we're always tested for patience. And, you know, and you know, frankly, I look around sometimes and say, you know, for real, you want me to be more patient than this? And I lose patience with impatience, you know, with patience. Mm-hmm. But that's a signal that you need to be doing something of a creative nature.
All right.
It can be any number of amazingly bizarre, weird things. But so long as you're having pleasure doing a creative project of some sort, that's what happens. And then once you get that going, once the universe is sure that it's going to be an ongoing thing, and sometimes it does figure, you know, people think, well, yesterday I did something creative and nothing happened. So and it's more than a one-shot deal is what I'm trying to say. You have extraordinary intuition. You have extraordinary spiritual energy here. And I am, from what these cards are suggesting, you're going through a metamorphosis. And you know, not much happens in the chrysalis that anybody sees until the butterfly emerges. And you know, part of what's going on here is, okay, you have a physical job now. You're going to have a paycheck coming in. You're going to be able to exhale. And now it's, what are you going to do spiritual? And the universe is going to sit back and watch. Because if suddenly your creative, you know, endeavors go out the window, then you will be going in circles, excuse me. People don't understand that we have to generate the energy that moves us forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're waiting, if you're, you know, you're clean for, I mean, you're so clean, it's amazing. Do you take sea salt baths too?
Periodically, at least once a day. I mean, once a month, once or twice a month. Yeah, look, I have been working very diligently, forgiveness prayers. I've been doing it all, and I'm like, something should be happening for me, you know, and I do like to paint. I have some
mm-hmm.
stuff, and I bought some crayons, and I bought a Mickey Mouse coloring book, mind you. So,
the other thing you can do is go online and Google mandalas, and you can print out mandalas and color them, and that is an amazingly phenomenal spiritual experience.
You know, you mentioned that I have a mandala book, a coloring book that I bought when I was, I did one about 3-4 weeks ago, and I was so into it when I colored it, I didn't sleep for 3 days.
Yeah, no, and you know,
seriously, it didn't bother me, but I'm like, what is happening? But I'll give it another shot.
Have you seen my website?
Not lately.
Okay, I paint mandalas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, I can understand. And if you have a mandala that you've worked on and intently colored and stuff, then sit down and write what it says to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of understanding the colors and the chakras they you know, relate to and all of that sort of stuff. There's a wonderful amount of spiritual stuff here that you can gather. And you know, you have read. You are so intellectually oriented. It's phenomenal. I think you've read enough material to choke a horse, but and you have the wisdom, but you haven't incorporated it into your reality yet.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, I have done a lot of reading myself, and very often I come across stuff that I think that's a great idea, and of course I don't do it, but it's a great idea, and so it's sort of like you have to participate in your own evolution, and you're waiting for direction, and you're not doing anything to get direction.
Okay.
Coloring mandalas, wonderful. It's
okay.
Spiritual.
Okay.
So write down what you get. Put it all together. See that there is information coming through you, from you, to you.
Okay.
I mean, that's one way of opening up those channels. There are lots of different ways. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, stop. You know, frankly, I have to tell you, I asked a long time ago for a sign from the universe, and I basically said, you know, a burning bush is fine, a clap of thunder, you know, a voice from out of nowhere. Yeah, it's simple things that I was sure they could handle. And I basically, a bird flew over my head and shit on me. So, but it was a signal. Because
mm-hmm.
it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. But the reality here is it's up to you.
Okay.
And, you know, you're doing a lot of the right stuff, but you're not doing anything creative so that all of the good stuff you're doing, you're listening and the line is dead. You have to reconnect that line. And then the stuff that you get, you know, from and while you're coloring mandalas is pure gold. Write it down. And so long as you've got some sort of flow of energy, so long as the creative is flowing in your life on a pretty constant basis, then you're going to find things start to fall in your lap and things are going to start to move for you. And so long as you continue your spiritual pathway, the job is going to be fine. You lost your job for a reason. You had 5 years without a job for a reason. You were supposed to analyze. You were supposed to take stock. You were supposed to, you know, take a look at, you know, I've come this far. Now what's next? What happens with the rest of my life? Where am I going and what am I supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've done a lot of research in other people's philosophies, but not too much in your own.
Okay.
And you got great stuff inside.
Thank you for saying so. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me and to bring that picture up so that I can see it, because it's been a challenge and I'm tired of it. So, but I will get out the colors and some other things. I will do that, and I will check in with you from time to time.
Oh, please do. And you know, it looks like July, around the July time frame, there's Phoenix rising energy here, which does suggest that you know, really stuff is going to start to crunch for you, and it's going to be lots of fun and very exciting. And I hope you've gotten a lot of extra sleep, because it appears that you're going to need it.
It's all right. I appreciate what's going on. I just want to understand it so that I can flow through it better. But thank you so much. Seriously, it's been a challenge, you know, and I feed the birds, you know, and on my patio and what have you. But anyhow, I'm going to go, because I know that there's other people waiting to talk with you. But thank you so much. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You take care now.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't tell you the number of people that really are in that kind of a challenge, that kind of a dilemma, and it's frightening and it's heart-wrenching, because sometimes we want to make sure that we make the right choices and we don't want to make a wrong choice, and the reality is, by not making a choice at all, sometimes we do hold ourselves in limbo, sort of. And limbo isn't a bad place, but it is for long-term stuff. You don't want to be in limbo forever, because then you come back next lifetime and you sort of have to pick up where you left off this lifetime. And you know, sometimes it's like, oh, darn, am I really going to have to repeat all this? Or, you know, don't I get any brownie points for having achieved a little bit? And yes, we get brownie points for lots of stuff. But the reality here is, we are here to achieve stuff. We are here to move ahead and to open ourselves up and we're here for a lot of reasons, not only the evolution of our spirit, but we're here to learn how to get along with everybody else better And, you know, sometimes, I got to tell you, sometimes it's a challenge. Okay, we've got Michelle here in Florida. Hi, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hi, Barbara. Thank you. It's going well. You?
Oh, it's fabulous, actually. I think that spring is maybe here. I'm not sure, but I think so.
It's knocking on the door, right?
Maybe. I don't trust it these days. I really don't. I just kind of think that, you know, I'm going to turn around and there's going to be another snowstorm, and I'm leaving. I'm moving out of town if that happens. Another snowstorm I could not handle.
Well, I live in Florida, but I do feel for you. I can imagine what that's like. I can't imagine not having the sun or being able to be outside and do all the things I can do. So I feel for you.
Well, every day I talk to Jeannie, and she's in Virginia, and there are moments when we compare temperatures, and I call her a nasty name because she's definitely got springtime, and I'm still hoping that it doesn't snow again. How can I help you today?
First I want to say everything that you just told the other woman was very profound and very deep, and I took a lot with that too. Thank you. I wanted to ask, I had gone through some really difficult times myself, and I kind of feel like I'm on the upswing compared to where I was. And I'm in this situation with a business partner that I have, and I wanted to kind of check in with you and see how that relationship's going. And I wanted to ask about some guidance on asking him for more money.
Huh. Well, when I look at relationship and it being in a professional relationship, it does feel here as though there's a need for you to have another approach, another way of approaching things. It feels as though it feels that he takes you for granted. It feels that he thinks he understands you and he knows exactly how you're going to react, and he's got your number, in other words. And it's really important that you show him that you have a stronger backbone than he thinks you do.
Okay.
I do believe that if you asked for more money in an appropriate manner, he would probably not have a problem with it. If you do decide to ask him for more money, you need to present it intellectually. You need to give him, you know, this is what I need it for. This is, you know, how I'll use it. This is how it will increase business. You know, in other words, you don't go on an emotional level. You go on a strictly business level.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels as though, I don't know, how long have you been partners with him?
Only a few months, actually.
Okay.
But it feels like a long time. But it's only really been a few months.
You know, in when I look at business, does your business have anything to do with health or healing?
No, it has to do with languages and communication.
Okay. It feels as though, it feels as though he's a good person for now, but it feels like you may well find yourself finding another partner down the road, you know, that is more synchronistic to you and you know, what you want to accomplish and your mission and all of that stuff. It feels as though this person that you're with now is, as I said, a good person for now, but it feels like there's going to be yet another person who comes in here as well at some point in time. You need to really take time and take stock as to where you are and where you want to go, and make sure that the people that you are working with have the same vision as you do. I think that you've got an amazing idea here, and I think that you know, manifesting it and putting it in action has been a struggle, it appears, but it does feel as though you are at a place in time where you are creating new foundations to work from, and it does feel as though things are going to take off for you. But again, I still see another partner coming in here at some point in time before this time next year for sure. I think there's healing going on. I think that you and this person were drawn together because, you know, there is a synchronicity of spirit here that you are in some ways tying up things from a past lifetime, strangely, and that it's healing for both of you. I think that there is a spiritual link here on some level. And it does feel as though, I don't want you to in any way think I am saying it's not a good partnership, because I think it is. It's forcing you to grow and be a stronger person than you had been in the past. So it's a great relationship for you for right now.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, okay, so he feels that I'm not that strong?
Yeah, that's the feel. He feels that he doesn't have to do as... It feels here as though he doesn't feel that he really has to do everything that he said he would do, because you'll do it for him.
Mm.
So I think, do you have a written contract?
No.
Written contract's a good idea. I'm not sure you'll get one out of him now, but next time you go into any sort of a partnership with anybody, a written contract is a good idea. I think that this person is going to be somebody that you know, again, will help you. There's a good positive feel that you are going to get something out of this, and it's going to be a good thing for you. At the same time, it feels like there's another person coming in here as well who please have a contract with.
Mm, okay.
And it does feel as though, you know, what you're doing is going to be successful. It feels like you just don't have all the pieces to the puzzle quite yet.
No, and we're working on it. And I feel like I'm doing more, and I understand why. I feel like I'm doing more work for it. And I think he values my work, but at the same time, yeah, I think he thinks I'm kind of easy and, like, just going along with it. And I don't know how to kind of get the control back to let him know that I need more money.
Well, I think a business lunch is in order, and I think that, you know, you should have a whole bunch of stuff written down, and you should also try to get him to sign a contract, you know, that outlines what he's going to bring to the table and what you're going to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think he may not sign it, but at least he'll know you're serious. And, you know, I'd have a lawyer draw it up so that he would know that you also have a lawyer that you're working with as well. I do feel you're going to be very successful.
Okay. So, okay, so if I do get another partner, then next year or so, I mean, this guy's still going to be in my life, though, right? He's not really going anywhere, right?
Now, is this an emotional involvement, too?
I don't know. It could lead that way if I wanted to.
Going into business with somebody that you're involved with is not really the wisest thing to do. So... I would be careful on that line. I think this person is not going to take off, you know, with all of your checking accounts and cheat you or anything like that. I don't get that kind of feeling at all. But it does feel as though this is kind of a game for him, and it's not for you. You're very serious about what you're doing, and you have great integrity. And you want this to succeed, so you're putting everything you have into it. And that means, you know, all your energy, it means everything you have is going into this. And that's an amazing, you know, commitment that you have, but I don't think they have the same kind of commitment.
Mm.
So, but try to get him to sit down and just be clear on what he's bringing to the table and what you're bringing to the table, to make sure that both of you understand what your commitment is to this and what your responsibility is. And put it in writing, even if he doesn't sign something, so long as the two of you, you know, understand what both of you are intending to give to this project, then you'll know where you stand. And if he doesn't live up to his end of it, you know, call him on it. Say, you know, you agreed to do this. What's the problem? You know, you're in business here, and being in business means that you have to put on another hat. You can't just be a nice person or a friend who has a cute idea. You have to be a businesswoman.
Yeah, I don't think I do that enough. Yeah.
And well, this is what, you know, this is what this is so wonderful about. You now have the opportunity to learn, learning on the job training is not really that much fun, but it feels to me as though for some reason spiritually that's what you chose to do this lifetime. So I from what I can tell, it's going to be successful and you're going to learn a tremendous amount for this, and you're going to be very grateful to him for having given you the experience so that you don't do this again this way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fine. And your idea is definitely your idea, and he's not going to steal it and run away with it and you know, decide to do it with somebody else. So your idea is fine. But please understand that you know, when you go into business, you should have a written contract.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. I got to go deal with that now.
Okay. But you're going to be just fine. You really are. And you're going to do fine. But, you know, there is a part of you that really needs to be a lot tougher. And this is going to teach you that. And so, you know, learn it the first time through so that you don't have to relearn it. Just understand that, you know, unless he has, you know, agreed to something in writing and it's been witnessed and stuff like that, then you can't hold him to it. And, you know, you're just going to have to pick up the slack. And, you know, when another partner comes in, make sure that there's a business agreement with you, not with the two of you, but with you, just you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? You're going to be fine.
Okay. All right, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
All of us, and myself included, make the mistake of thinking, oh, we're friends, or, oh, you know, I don't need a contract, a handshake is just fine. And handshakes are wonderful, but you know, strange and wonderful things happen in this world, and having a written contract, if you feel you don't need a written contract, then maybe you don't. But the reality is, if you have one, then you're protected. And you never know what, you know, strange things happen in this world. And it's so much wiser to have to look ahead and to try to make sure that you've covered all your bases, so that you're not blindsided and you're not shocked or you're not surprised by things that come to pass, because it is amazing. You just unfortunately none of us are that psychic, I don't think. And so especially when it comes to ourselves, we love to trust, and we do it, and it's spiritual and it's a fabulous thing, but not everybody is as spiritual as people who are on the spiritual pathway. So pay attention, protect yourself, and then you'll be fine. Then you don't have to worry about a thing. Trish in Rhode Island. Hi, Trish. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
Also, I totally related to your cold weather story.
Yes, I bet you did.
My question is, I've been looking around for a new job and have had some positive prospects and wondering what you see.
I know for sure it's time you change, because the cards I have out here, you know, has you almost claustrophobic in a straitjacket in what you had been doing or are doing right now. I'm not sure which it is, but it feels like it's time to change jobs for sure.
Yes, had been doing.
Okay, because it's almost as though I feel almost a strangle feeling, you know, like you were being held back, held down, not able to be as initiative as you would like to be. It really feels as though this is a wonderful thing that you're looking for another type of job. Now, what is it you think you want to do if you grow up?
Oh no, I like the industry I'm in. I'm just looking for a new company.
Okay. It feels here as though, well, now, do you have a vision board?
I don't.
Okay, good idea to have one. It does feel as though... sorry about that. Cat attacked my desk here. Yeah, easy for you. There are 8 of them here, and when they decide that they are going to CAT scan cards, there is really no way to stop them. So I have rescued my cards again. A vision board is really a great thing to do, especially when you want to make changes like you do. And it does feel here as though as we move into the May timeframe, so doing it now is a good idea. The law of attraction works here with you, and it works here profoundly. So it feels as though something new and something very interesting is coming into play here. Cat again. I have no idea. They don't normally attack like this.
Maybe they're trying to give a message.
Yeah, now, yeah. Well, they're not attacking. They're just thinking cards are wonderful things to lay on, and I'm disagreeing wholeheartedly here. It feels as though you're in a place here where new beginnings, especially the March timeframe, feels as though you sort of said, okay, there has to be a new direction to go in here, and the center card in all of this layout is harmony and creative and healing energy weaving itself together. So have you been sending out resumes?
Oh, yeah, I have, and I did have a lot of positive feedback in March.
Okay. And are there still more interviews coming in here? Because it feels like there are more.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of, you know, first, second, and third round.
Okay. I feel that by the time you hit May, it feels like you actually have a new job and that there may be some travel connected to it. Would that be appropriate for you?
It would.
Okay, because I see a lot of travel here. And it does set you free to move into new directions for yourself. It's almost as though I also feel that there's another aspect of life, another project or another part-time job or another something else that you want to start and work on at the same time that you have a full-time job. Is that appropriate?
If there is, it hasn't come to me yet.
Well, I'm seeing it actually popping up its head here in the August timeframe. So I would really pay attention to that, because it feels as though you get an idea for either a new project or a new something, because in the August timeframe there's the aspect of duality here, as though you're working on two different projects on two different levels. What is it you're a company? What kind of company are you looking at?
Internet technology.
Okay, there's definitely a duality here, and I think that. From what I can see, it feels as though you're going to pick up on an idea and you're going to start something on your own. So you'll have something part-time that you're doing from the August time frame on, and it will give you greater freedom than you've ever had before. And it does feel as though there's healing energy here, too, as though you're letting go of emotionalities as you get into September. But pulling it back to this time frame, May is the time where what you put out there is what you're going to draw to yourself. So do understand that I think the potential that you have here is amazing, and just don't limit yourself to the things that you can be exposed to, because it feels as though somebody's going to offer you something that is much more than you anticipate, and there may be even the thought that maybe I can't quite do all of that, but I can do most of it, and you know, let them know that you're a quick learner, and you know, you'd be very open to taking workshops or whatever it takes to give you a greater, deeper expertise into you know what it is they're expecting of you. I feel that there may be at least two places that really actually offer you jobs. And when you do get two offers, pay attention to which one you think you'd have the most fun at, and let the fun be the first deciding factor, and then the money stuff be the second, because it feels as though one of these jobs has great potential for you, and it would be fun and challenging, and it would make you stretch and grow, and there would be lots of travel, and you'd meet lots of new people, and the other one, not so much. So I know that people out there looking for jobs now are just very grateful for the job, but it feels like you're going to be offered two, and it's going to be within the same week, so that you will have, you know, a little bit of leeway to just sit back and see what else comes your way as well. I think you're going to be very happy in whatever you choose, and it's going to open you up to a lot of new skills that you hadn't, either you haven't been using them or you had forgotten you knew them.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
It looks great, actually.
Wow.
Is one of them that you're looking at? I mean, I'm seeing airplane trips across the country.
Yeah, very possible.
Okay, because I'm seeing you, you know, back and forth between the coasts, and having, you know, having a good time at first, and then wondering if ever you're going to, you know, be able to put the suitcase away again. I mean, I did a lot of traveling at one time, and I learned to hate my suitcase.
You know what? It's very possible. I just, you know, I don't have anything firm yet, so it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that you're doing very well, and I do feel that those two offers coming in are going to be a very interesting challenge for you. And I do feel the word challenge comes in here. And that's not a bad thing. That's an exciting thing, because to be honest with you, I don't think you've been really tested or stretched or challenged in the last little while. And, you know, aside from finding a job. And it's going to let you know, how much stronger you are and how greater your expertise is. And it's going to also open you up to a lot of new circumstances and expose you to a lot of areas that you haven't been exposed to before. And I think it's going to be an amazing, fun learning experience for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. I will call back in and let you know.
Oh, please do. I love getting feedback, and you know, every now and then it turns out that it's way more than even I had figured it was going to be, so that's a cool thing.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate it, and have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got, John in Kansas. Hi, John. How's it out there?
Hey, Barb. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Having to defend my cards from a cat, but other than that, I'm just fine.
Okay, great. I have something, you know, maybe you could help me out with and stuff. I go to school online right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the process of transferring to a physical college because I moved not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a very hard time with this class online. Excuse me.
Okay. What's it in?
It's algebra. And,
all right. Well, at least it's not calculus.
Yeah, I'm about to pull my hair out now.
Algebra is. Now I've not ever participated in or seen any online classes, but my feeling here is that you are more of a graphic learner than you are an auditory learner.
Yes.
And with algebra and geometry too, you have to see the connection in order to understand it's there. And once you see it and have a picture of it in your head, it's fine.
Yes, and I'm driving myself crazy trying to make those pictures.
Are there any tutorials online?
Well, there are tutorials and everything. You know, I've just been experiencing it. I guess I'm panicking and stuff, you know, because if I don't particularly past this class, I get kicked out of that school. All at the same time, I'm transferring out of that school because there will become a point right here in June where I'll be enrolled in both schools at the same time.
Somebody in the are you online as well? Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Texas Pearl said to contact a local high school teacher for a tutor.
Yeah, I see. I'm usually pretty resourceful and stuff and doing stuff like that. You know, it's just that I'm new in the area. I've only been here like 3 months. And so I've, you know, took on quite a few things.
You've been overly ambitious, I think. The winter got to you too, probably. I really think that what you, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, unless you're going to, go into contracting or architectural design or something like that, you're never going to use algebra.
Yeah, I know. I'm 50 years old, and I never used algebra in my life and stuff. And I decided to go back to school and stuff. And this is, you know, I knew it was going to be a challenge for me, you know, when
I
saw it.
You know, it's only a challenge because you haven't been playing with it for a long time. To be perfectly honest with you, I was, you know, in school a very long time ago, and all you have to do is kick back what they you know, it is, you know, Texas Pearl is saying it's simply a lot of memorization, and she's right. And, you know, have you worked with flashcards on the different things and things like that you need? Because you have to see something. If you don't see it, listening to something or saying it to yourself is not going to implant it into your memory banks. You've got to be able to close your eyes and see something.
Mm-hmm.
So have you worked with flashcards at all?
No, not since I've been out of elementary school. It has been a very long time.
Well, I got to tell you, the reason that flashcards are such an old reliable is because they are exactly that. They're old reliable. I mean, I taught school for 25 years, and flashcards work. They you can stare at them. You can sleep with them. You can do all sorts of things. I think the first suggestion, you know, seriously, is a good one to call a local high school and see if, you know, a teacher can recommend somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
They have also adult education classes in most high schools, and algebra is one of those areas that they do cover as well.
Yeah, I will be taking a look-see into that. Because I will be, actually, I'm changing majors too from computer science to teaching. That's what
obviously,
I have.
Obviously not math.
No.
when I was in college in the 60s, they had what they called then the new math. And you know, I can't even balance a checkbook. So the new math to me was just, you know, and I made it out of that class with skin of my teeth, and never had to teach it, never had to use it. I couldn't even tell you what the heck it was today. But it's just something that you're going to have to. I think that you'd be a great. What area would you go into teaching in?
Well, the school that I'm transferring to, they have a degree in secondary business. It's where I will be able to go into grades 6 through 12 and teach business classes.
Okay, that sounds great. And this algebra is for a GED? Is that what it's for?
No, it's for a college degree.
You're kidding me.
No, and I was like, oh, wow, you know, and, well, this is something that I got to get by, and I'm overwhelming myself with it.
What happens if you drop it and you just, you know, go on to the other classes?
Well, I'm stuck with this class because that's what I did once before. I left it alone. And so I'm back at it now. And so if I don't pass this class, I get kicked out of college altogether.
And, all right. Then you have to pass it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, really? I said, I can do this other stuff. I mean, everything else is pretty much done except the algebra.
you're never going to need it. You're just never going to need it.
Yeah, I know. I just want to pass the class so I can just get past this hump and keep it moving, as they might say.
When is your final exam?
Well, I have to this particular course is over at the end of April.
Oh.
Yeah. and I'm like 2 weeks behind already. So
okay, you're going to have to get a real live person to sit down and work with you on this. And you know, you're not stupid. You're really very intelligent. You just don't see any point to it, so you're really not cranking. Your life
Correct.
Does not depend on it. I think if your life depended on it, you probably would learn it real fast. But you know,
yeah.
we don't want to put a gun to your head here. You need to find a person that
yeah.
can work with you. And are there? You're in Kansas. Are there any colleges there close to you, from the one that you're signed up for?
Well, there's quite a few. I mean, there's a lot of hospitals in Wichita. And there is a lot of little schools around, secondary schools. So I could probably, you know, try to reach out and see what I can do.
Most colleges have, you know, students that will tutor other students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would check on that and see if you can find somebody that can help you get through this. You don't have a mental thing here. You're really very intelligent. It just doesn't make any sense to you because you see no point to it. And it's just a matter of you know, committing it to memory for the very short period of time you're going to need it, and then you'll never use
yes.
it again.
Because the weird thing is that the answers I get would be right, but then they want me to show the work, and then that's where I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, how many times can you dissect a number one, you know?
Yeah, but they really want you to be able to give the steps, and I don't
yeah.
know why. And in many ways, if you stop and think about it, it helps your brain to understand, you know, the fine-tuning. Are you into computers a lot at all?
Yeah, I do. I tinker with computers.
Okay, so when you write a program for anything, whether it's a website or whether it's, you know, whatever it is, if your steps aren't, if each step isn't there, nothing works.
Right. If one thing is wrong, then it won't work.
Right, and that's the same way with algebra. If your steps aren't all there, you know, you may get partial credit, but you know, you're not going to get the whole shebang, and that's what you're going to need. So you need somebody there to help you, to force you to do this. You know, I even at one point tried subliminal stuff with myself. You know, speaking the stuff in the order that things had to be written down. This was with geometry though, and I slept on the tape recorder. And, you know, I didn't get 90 or 100 on the regions, but I did pass it. So, but I think, personally, if you have a person you're working with, you're going to be just fine.
Okay. I'm going to reach out and some way I'll get the assistance I need. I feel that.
Yeah, and, you know, really, I mean, there's always some course that chokes us all up. So, you know, don't feel bad about it. Everybody has that.
Yeah. Well, at least I know what mine is.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. You know, I hit mine in college, and it was dissecting the English language, and I was an English minor, and I couldn't see a point to diphthongs and everything else, and I sat in that class for an entire semester, and when it came time to hand in the final the final test. It was the last class I had before graduation. I wrote at the bottom of it, I don't even understand what you're saying in this test. I only need a D to get to be able to graduate, you know, and if you want me down on my knees, I'll beg. And he gave me a D. And it was just, you know, and I still, to this day, you know, there are some things that we just have mental blocks to. I don't feel you have a mental block. I think you just haven't figured out, you know, a way to make it click. And all you have to do is make it click for the next 4 weeks and you'll be fine.
Yes, that's my goal. That's my goal. I appreciate you.
Of all the stupid things. I mean, you know, you don't need it. You know, there's nothing you're going to ever use it for.
Yeah, and these classes are very expensive, too.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. It's a waste of your money if you don't pass it, so you better pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to be fine, and I think you're going to do well.
Well, all right. I'm going to take that and run with it.
Okay. No, let me rephrase that. You will pass.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Just make sure you spell your name right, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I'll let you know how it goes in a couple of weeks.
Please do, John.
Okay.
Take care now.
All right. Take care and be safe. And saying hi to everybody in the chat room. And everybody be safe and enjoy your weekend.
I think everybody's going to. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Peace.
Well, that sucks. I feel for him. And I know what it feels like. And it's not a fun place. But we do get through these things. Okay, I've got Mary Lou here. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What a sweet man that was.
Oh, yeah, I feel for him.
Well, I don't know what part of the country he is, but there are some programs that, college degrees, that cater to people that have been out in the world for a while, and they're not required to take some of those hard classes anymore.
I know. It feels like he's already committed to a couple of different school programs, though, so... frankly, I would have just, you know, dropped the course and taken something else. But
I couldn't pass algebra to save my life.
I couldn't today.
Back then.
I did pass it at one point. I passed geometry and I passed algebra and I took a look at calculus and said, no way in hell that's going to happen. So, and I was right. It didn't happen.
But geometry for an artist is like art. It's easy to an artist.
Oh, yeah, no, I have used my geometry ever since, you know, I have used it constantly, actually, with the mandalas and stuff like that, I use it constantly. So the geometry, yeah, I definitely, that worked for me. Algebra, nah, you know.
As a photographer, once I got deep into photography, I thought, oh, so that's what algebra's for.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Yeah, well, then you learn it. You know, if you learn it when you need it.
That's what you do.
It just doesn't make any sense to learn it before you have a use for it. And so I never did. So and I have to be, I happily can say that you know, some of the classes, actually, if I have to be totally honest, the thing that I used most from high school, and forget college. College was worthless, but mechanical drawing. I have used more of my 4 years of mechanical drawing in my life than, I mean, it has opened doors for me. It, you know, all of the mandalas and everything, all of the skills that I learned in mechanical drawing came from sitting in a high school class.
Wow.
So it does work. I mean, you know, sooner or later there's something there that clicks, but...
I'm waiting for my click.
How can I help you today?
You know, I am just opening... I'm open for anything from spirit, because just like you just said, I'm waiting for something to click. And if I knew what it was, I wouldn't be waiting for it to happen.
Well, you know, it's your card is kind of interesting. Feels like there's healing going on all over the place. I don't think I've ever seen so many healing cards fall at the same time. And I in no way am I saying that you're ill or going to be ill or anything like that. It's just that there's a lot of healing energy going on, and I think you're dealing with stuff from the past and stuff from past lifetimes, because I do feel you're balancing those karmic scales here. And you are in what I would call a holding pattern, but it's a spiritual holding pattern. It's sort of like, you know, you're doing your work, you're doing it not on a conscious level, but you're doing it on the higher levels, so that the physical reality feels almost limbo-ish, but on a spiritual level, it's you know, there's so much going on here. It's really it's profound. I would say that you have a lot of change coming, that there are new foundations being laid down, that it almost feels like you're just in that lull before the storm. And mm-hmm. and it's not that the storm is coming, but a sort of amazing transformational energy is here. And it feels as though you are going through a lot of shifts, and they're all happening inside. So you're not seeing them, but you're feeling them, and you know that they're going to in some way impact your reality, but you're not really exactly sure how, when, or where. And you know, I have had those times, and it's sort of like waiting for something to, not a shoe to fall, but something, you know, like the starting gun to crack or something to happen, because you know that there is something monumentous about to occur within your life. And I would absolutely go along with that. I think you're setting things in motion, you're cleaning up your loose ends, you're sort of balancing your karmic scale to a great degree in any way that you can, and that there is amazing freedom and movement here, and it does feel as though as you hit the May-June time frame, there is this again, this healing, this letting go, this understanding that any all difficult situations that have come to your doorstep, so to speak, all had a very positive, exciting seed of wisdom and truth within them, and as soon as you understood what those were, you were able to let go of whatever angst there was. I think that you're in an amazing time frame here on a physical level, in that I don't feel any challenges, I don't feel any stress, I just feel as though you're just waiting, and you're ready to do or go, you know, you're ready for almost anything that the universe wants to put in front of you. And the universe is just saying, basically, you know, we're cleaning up the inside paperwork, so to speak. And once that's all done, there's going to be a lot of change, a lot of shifting. And by the July time frame here, there are new foundations, and the law of attraction is here as well. So, you know, I'm gonna fall back on my vision board stuff, because I think it's important that you put that stuff out there and you make sure that you can always add to it, because I think there's a lot of new stuff coming in here that you're going to want to add on to it as the days and the weeks go by. Are you doing writing here of any sort? Because there is writing here.
I'm writing a book proposal.
Okay. A book of what?
I'm writing a book proposal. To write a book.
Okay.
And since I'm an image person and not a word person, sometimes it's like torture, but then once it's done, and then there's this sad reality that when I write and I get personal, I can really do something beautiful, but you can't do that all the time, because you can't, if you're writing, you can't speak your mind a lot of times. You have to watch your words, make sure you're not offensive to anybody, you know?
Sort of. I don't know. I've read some very offensive stuff lately, so.
So if you're writing to a mass and you know who your audience is, you got to make sure that you don't say the wrong thing along the way. So
yeah,
that makes it even more challenging, because instead of writing something that's really heart-wrenching, you're writing something that's really mundane, you know?
So I have a question here, because you're a natural channel, and it doesn't sound like you're channeling anything.
Well, I was amazed that when I was writing what I wrote so far, it's coming off the top of my head and not plagiaristically rewriting someone else's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I must be writing something. I mean, like, I know what the topic is. I'll pull someone else's stuff up. It's in my head. And
yeah.
Not reading it and rewording it. It's just flowing right off the top of my head. Like, I have to cover these points, da, 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 da. But if you tell a story from, like, first person, it just sounds so much more interesting than if you're writing a journal. And
yeah.
If something tells me, it has to be a lot more journalist, more like a journal and less like a, not a journal, that's not the right word. See, I'm not a word person.
Well, you know, it's
more
it
like
feels
a reference book as opposed to a personal journey.
Okay, and I'm getting it should be a personal journey. And because you know, if you want to be technical and cover points, then you're reaching to the intellectual levels of whoever your audience is. If you want to touch the hearts and the spirits and the souls, then you have to put yourself into it to a great degree too.
I know, but this first project is more like a tourist catch-all as opposed to something that's of great depth.
Okay.
And maybe it might shift somewhere along the way, but it seems like the first one has to be of universal appeal. Like, if it has to be done in such a way that if you're already open, you can reach in and get something that works for you. But
mm-hmm.
basically, it's just something that you pick up at a tourist shop in a tourist area of town.
Okay, so you're talking about something that is of a commercial level.
Yes.
I will respectfully disagree with you. If you're trying to talk about, you know, scenery and accommodations and stuff like that, and what's in the area or stuff like that, if it's told in an enjoyable manner, more people will be drawn to it.
Right.
Thank
God, it's mostly pictures and not so much.
I think this is probably the first of a number of projects, and I think you'll crank this out. But I think you'll basically crank it out that there's no spiritual energy connected to it. But if you have to crank it out, if it's something that's going to bring in some money, that's going to keep you, you know, the wolf from the door and the roof over your head, you know, absolutely fine. Yeah, go for it, do it, absolutely. It does feel here as though. See, I'm seeing much more spiritual stuff here that you're going to be writing. I'm seeing a number of other things that are more journalistic, are more exciting and different. Do you have a contract for this, or is this something that you're just doing on your own?
I know who to pitch it to, and I have it all lined up. I'm just trying to finish the proposal. And
okay.
what it is right now is it's very broad, and it is spiritual, but not in as it goes over the spiritual stuff that happens in the city of New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
the Catholicism to the voodoo to all the different subgroups. But it can't go too deep. It's just got to like skip across the top, you know, for the masses. So like if you're coming in from out of town. And you want to know why this place is so weird and different. It's
mm-hmm.
because it's such a spiritual place and all this stuff is going on and nobody understands it. Like if you're Catholic somewhere in the United States and you come to New Orleans, you will not understand what the crazy Catholics are doing here.
No, I can believe that. I can totally believe that.
So,
and what they have done to the saints.
So it's a visual journey.
Okay.
Of, you know, look at this. You can actually see this. That is so unusual, so unique, so interesting. But I can't tell you it from a personal standpoint. I have to tell it to you from another standpoint, you know?
I get that. But at the same time, I think one of the best brochures that I ever picked up and actually – you know, thoroughly enjoyed going through was a thing called Weird New England. And, you know, I was much more interested in what's weird about New England than I was about, you know, state parks, to be honest with you. So I think this will be successful. I think that the next project you do is going to be much more spiritually oriented. And I think that you have to grind this out so that you can get on to the other stuff that's going on.
I do.
And it feels as though this is one of those loose ends that needs to be tied up before you get involved in and into some of the other stuff that's coming your way. And I do feel that there is deeper, more spiritual things that will be on the horizon here as you get into the July-August timeframe.
Yeah.
This does feel as though it's a grind for you.
You know, it's enjoyable, but at the same time, since you're not going too deep, it is more of a job than a personal journey. And when it becomes a personal journey, I can't talk about it because there's a right and a wrong time and place to reveal who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, I think it would be the wrong place to reveal who I really am.
Okay.
You know, like, here's a good example. I went to photograph. There's Catholics out in Cajun country that celebrate Good Friday with this thing called Pi Day.
Okay.
They fast because it's Good Friday, and then they eat. Then the town comes together and makes pies all day on Thursday. And on Friday, you don't eat anything, and then you have pies.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
You have nothing but pie. You're only allowed one meal. And all day long, from 10 to 5, you eat pie. And hundreds of people from all over town came to just eat these 111 pies. It was awesome.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But everything leading up to it was a crazy mess of just absolute craziness. And if I, instead of writing this beautiful story about how cool everybody is, if I told you the truth, you'd think they were all insane. But then when I actually got there, it was something different. And then the strangest thing was everything led me to a Cajun faith healer. And I was there. Basically, everything was just funneling me to meet this one lady.
Okay.
And as I met her, another lady who is a psychic medium called her. And now all of a sudden, I have 5 new friends that have nothing to do with Pi Day.
You know, your journey in writing this technical piece of work is probably great stuff for a book. And a really great example of how the universe leads you if you follow.
Right. So but that information can't go in this book. One is a picture book of how cool everything is, and it's really just for visual voyeurism.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is more words that is really about our soul's journeys, which can't even have pictures because how do you photograph that?
Well, your experiences can be illustrations, you know, and certainly the fact that Pi Day led you to a medium that led you to friends is really a cool thing. And it's a good example of following what the universe puts out there for you. You know, when you are drawn to a topic or a subject, there's a reason for it. And if you follow that draw, if you flow into that energy and flow with it, it will open so many other things for you that are profound and exciting and you know, just phenomenal. So that in itself is a journey that is amazing. And, you know, okay. When my husband and I, when he came out here to Connecticut, we started looking into the chambers and the stone walls that are here, and that led to creating a documentary, and that led to presenting it at an international conference, and that led to being interviewed for South African television, and you know, it's sort of like you go with where you're drawn, and if you follow that spiritual pathway, then so many other spiritual things happen that are just like it's like magic happening, and you're opening yourself up to magic. So your journey is a cool one, and I would look forward to reading the story of it all. I'm sure your other work is going to be just lovely, but the story I think is fabulous, and just sort of, you know, seeing how the cosmos and the cosmic energies manipulate us in very gentle ways by just opening the doors so that we can step through them, and so many people don't take the time to step through those doors.
Yes.
I mean, how many people would go see Pi Day?
Well, it's just so bizarre. Once you get there, it was like there's this 90-year-old man who's following his mother and his grandmother's tradition of this Pi thing. And
mm-hmm.
It was amazing to see so many people just communing with one another. It was awesome.
Well, and better than church.
I know.
I mean,
and what's sad about it is he's 90, and someday he's going to pass. Is anybody going to take it and keep it going?
I hope so.
It makes you wonder, because as these people that do these things die off, these traditions are dying.
Well, hopefully somebody will pick it up, and at least you've memorialized it.
Right. Well, I'd like to see it everywhere. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but we'd all be blimps.
No, it's all you eat in one day is pie.
And okay.
Four or five varieties, you're pretty much done.
I would think so. I think Pi Day is fabulous. I think every town should have one. And you pay for getting into Pi Day by bringing a pie.
Well, that's another place celebrated it that way. And, you know, that's an example of how it was so weird leading up to it, because, you know, that is a story into itself. But I
think it's one that everybody who listens to this show is going to sit back and say, wow, that's really weird but cool. Certainly, I will take that from this conversation.
So basically, around this area, there's a lot of stuff being celebrated like it is in medieval times. And it still has somehow a Catholic connection. It's pretty weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, New Orleans is, and it's got an amazing history, especially the voodoo, which is fascinating. And everybody has, you know, a negative feeling towards voodoo, but it really is amazing, and there's a great deal to be said for it, and you know, not creating zombies, but just the religion and how it evolved, and how they accepted the Catholic saints, and you know, they just let their spirits speak through them.
They didn't have a choice. It was law that you had to be Catholic.
Yeah.
And so The voodoo stuff just came as an undercurrent. They were hiding it.
Did they hit it well? It's managed to survive, and it's survived quite nicely. It's all over. Now, is another word for the voodoo the Santeria, or is that just an offshooting of it?
I'm still trying to figure that out, because that's part of this project. Santeria is here in New Orleans, but it was also in Miami when I lived there. And when I saw them do their ceremonies in Miami, it usually involved chopping the heads off of chickens and throwing the bodies in the river. And there was always these dead bodies floating in the river of chickens. And it smelled really bad, and it was gross.
Yeah. Well, I know they have it in the Bronx here in New York. I know Santeria is quite and here in Connecticut, I do believe it's practiced as well. So it's infiltrated all over the place. And
it's Hispanic of some nature, but I am going to investigate it so that I can, and photograph it, hopefully, so that I can determine the answer to your question, because I still don't know.
Okay. Well, as far as your cards go... You got great stuff here. You're being set free so that you can follow your passion, which I think is great. Just, you know, you got to figure out, aside from this, what your other passions are, and maybe incorporate them in as well.
Okay.
But this is a good start.
Yay!
Yes.
And that's why I like talking to you, Barbara.
Well, I have to admit, you are one of the more unique people who call in, but that's a compliment.
I hope so.
That's a compliment. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you knew it's a compliment. Okay. I think that you know, people who are on a spiritual pathway often have very unique and different things going on in their lives, and I think it's so cool to talk to them. That's why we're starting Nightlight Matrix on the 17th and sort of opening up to some of the unique people that have different modalities that they work with and different passions that they follow, and there will be, of course, a spiritual link to everything. So it's going to be a very exciting time for Jeannie and I.
Good.
And we will keep all of you posted on when we're going to be on, and you know, if you have the time, you know, drop in and have a listen, because this is, you know, it will be an interview show. It's not going to have readings, but it's just another way of us learning and helping and sharing, you know, with what we learn with other people.
Well, that's good. I also run a meetup group here in New Orleans for metaphysics, and it's always a challenge to constantly have a flow of new topics and new speakers and keep it flowing. And I've always kept it free, and now I have to pay for it. So it's going to get more and more challenging, but somehow you do it anyway, right?
You do. And, you know, it's sort of like, doing this show is an amazing learning experience for me. So you know, even though I do pay for doing the show, I always feel that it is money well spent, because I have learned so much from the people that call in the show and stuff like that. And you know, if money were tight, I'd find it someplace, because it's very important to be able to give back, and that's what this show is for me and Jeannie as well, because, you know, every now and then I say I have to, you know, raise her salary and stuff like that, but she doesn't get paid anything either. So yeah, it's the journeys that all of those who are on a spiritual journey, you know, they're fascinating and they're amazing and they're challenging and they're exciting, and it's fun to share them.
Which makes me wonder if I might have to start reading for money to pay for the meetup group. But I don't know if I can. It seems like it's against my nature.
Not if you're giving back, too. I think Patrick and I figured out that almost 70% of the readings that I do are free. But, you know, those that are paid for pay for the other stuff.
Right.
So,
I don't,
you know,
charge. I'd much rather be free. But at some point, you have to charge somebody something or you don't survive.
Yeah, no, it's important that you survive.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome. And, you know, call back in. Let me know how you're doing. I'd love to see the brochure or whatever it is you're putting together, because I think it'll be fascinating.
I can't wait to see it, too. We're already done.
Yeah, you get off Blog Talk Radio and get going on it.
I'm always almost there, but I need to take a break. So thank you.
Okay, take care now. Right. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Carlos. Hi, Carlos. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going well. I've been gardening this whole day today, and I just feel super energized. So it's been a good day. How are you?
envious that you've been gardening.
It's pretty amazing. I just got two amazing jasmine plants, and they just smell like, oh my God, heavenly. So,
and you're in California.
Yeah,
well, all I can say is I don't have the earthquakes you do.
Thankfully, none have passed in a couple of months, so...
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet out there for you.
Huh.
Okay,
thankfully.
So how can I help today?
Well, I would love to hear what you can delve in regarding my relationships and my spirituality, because it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like I've taken that tiny little break in a way, but at the same time, I've been working through a lot of different stuff, and there's a huge helicopter coming above. I don't know if you can hear me now.
Yep, I can hear you. Well, relationships, it feels like, you know, you certainly have the right foundation for a relationship. Is there one now?
Yeah, I'm dating someone new, but I'm not necessarily sure if this is a perfect fit.
I'm seeing two people, so are there two people you're dating now?
Yes.
Okay.
One's moving to Northern California, so I'm not sure that's going to survive very long. But
I think you're, from what I can see, you're still working on relationships. So these may well be good training wheels for you, but
okay.
it does feel as though, and good people too.
Yeah.
I think that you are doing much better than in the past as far as finding people that there is a spiritual synchronistic link to, but it feels like you're still it's a bad analogy. You're still trying people on. I think when it comes to really finding a soulmate, when it comes to finding somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, I think that you have to know yourself a lot better than you know yourself right now. You're working on it, there's no doubt about it, and it does feel as though you're doing a very good job, and you are also being very, I kind of want to say you're being honorable in how you approach these relationships. I think that you've got a wonderful sense of honor about you now that you did not have a while back. So I think that you've come a long way. I think from what I can see here, it does feel as though probably into the summertime you're going to be more at home within the aspect and the element of relationship, and there will be a new person coming into your life. But again, the people you're with now are just charming and lovely and kind and gracious. So you know, don't go slamming any doors, because you're going to want them in your life for a long time. They're good friends. They're very good friends.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think that's probably some of the difficulty I've had these past few, I guess, days/week is they're amazing people. It's just, I don't know. It just feels like it's not thoroughly there.
Well, I think that from it feels as though there hasn't been a click, and
right.
and I don't feel at all that anyone is to blame. It's just sort of like they don't fit, and it isn't that they don't fit. It's that relationship with them doesn't fit, and you know, because I feel that they are perfectly lovely people. And that it's just not, there isn't magic there, I guess
right.
is the best way to put it. And you're looking for magic, and so are they. So that this is something that, you know, you everybody will go their way and then have the opportunity to find the magic in relationship, because I do feel that is something that you will find, and they will as well, because they're working on themselves as well. So, you know, the timing isn't right at this moment in time for you to be in a full-time relationship.
Okay.
So, you know, when those moments happen, then we have to accept what the universe has done, even though we question its intelligence, and move on. So, you can't rush these things. The universe can't be rushed. You know, it has all of eternity to finish whatever it is it's supposed to be completing, and we can get frustrated and want immediate gratification. And you know, I've worked hard on myself. I've done this for a very long time, and I deserve to have, you know, something very, very special, all of which is true, but not yet.
Right.
So it's coming, and I think by September, from what I can tell here with these cards, by September you will have that person in your life. And they will give you a positive, absolute run for your money.
Perfect.
They will definitely be challenging you, and I think that's a good, healthy thing for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, thanks for calling today, and thanks for waiting so long.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And I also was wondering about, like, my spiritual path and just, like, what's going on with, if you can tap into the energetics around me, possibly.
Well, you have to understand that our spiritual pathways, all of them, take us into weird and wonderful places. And sometimes it takes us into a void where we have to learn patience, that we need to be patient with ourselves as well as the universe. It feels as though you're in one of those time frames where there, you know, when there's not a pathway, you build a garden. Where there's not a pathway, you make a way station. And, you know, rather than looking for a direction to go, accepting the place you're in at that moment in time and
yeah.
creating something, you know, positive and wonderful and spiritual in that place. Sometimes we will be able to mark our, now I'm a gardener, and I can mark my passage through time by the gardens I have created in different places. And I think all of us, you know, have those kind of stepping stones, those kind of places. If we're being held in places for a reason, create something to mark that space so that you can move on. And once you've created something, then the pathway opens up and you move forward. Okay?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
No problem. No, but you're not stopped. You're being held there so that you can create something. And once you've created it, whether it's a garden, whether it's writing something, whether, you know, there's a creative aspect here. And once you've achieved that, you'll move on. And you won't move on until you've done it.
That makes a lot of sense. That's what I've been feeling. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Oh, well, you'll never know.
Just be as
creative as you can when something comes up and you move on, then you'll know that whatever it was, you did it and you did it right, and you know, and you can put your traveling shoes on.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Okay, well, you call me and let me know how things come out.
Oh, I will.
Okay, you take care now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Magdalena, hi.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for getting
Good.
My call.
Oh, my pleasure. How can I help?
I have a question regarding my son, but first I have to tell you that I've seen your video yesterday about stone mold.
Yes.
And that's how I started listening, and then I'm like, oh, my God, she's even psychic, and she has radio show. That's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the Stones video was something my husband and I did a couple of years ago, and we just loved doing it.
Yeah, I think you did it for or presented it at Megalithomania, or?
Yes, we did. We did.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Have you heard about Michael Tellinger in South Africa?
The name is familiar.
Yeah, because you mentioned that you've been contacted from South Africa, I think, was it for some show or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, it was by the producer was Eugene Botha. And
yeah.
he did, if you go to my website and you click on the page, the on the front page of the website, there's a video page there. And if you go on to the videos, the one we did for South Africa Television was Issues of Faith, UFOs, Aliens, and Religion, and both Patrick and I are in that documentary.
I know that Michael Tellinger, he has some also great work about stone structures around Africa.
Oh,
so it's like
that.
About, yeah, you have to check it. Yeah, it's amazing. I think he discovered, is it Adam's calendar?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, maybe there is some relation.
Oh, well, you know, I think that we came to the conclusion that none of these structures or Pumapunka or the Giza Plateau or Teotihuacan or any of these structures could possibly have been done by the human people that were here then. There had to be help, whether it was extraterrestrial, whether it was the gods, you know, whoever, but there was an otherworldly influence that helped to create and you know, build these structures.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially if you watch some of the documentaries like Graham Hancock's documentaries.
Yes.
It's just amazing how little we really know and what they teach our children at school about the history.
I think what's horrifying to me is they show you a structure like the Great Pyramid, and then they neglect to show you the copper tools and the stone tools that were all they had to work with, and you know how anyone with a brain in their head can look at those tools and then look at the structures and say, oh yeah, they took a 100 years or so and thousands of men, but yeah, they could do it. Anybody who looks at the hieroglyphs that are carved into the walls of the pyramids know they had to be done with a laser. They couldn't have been done by hand. Just couldn't have been.
Yeah,
so,
there is even, I think, on Osarion, I think it's called like that, temple in whatever it's called. It's Rosetta. Not really carved, like lasered into the stone.
Yeah.
I think it's called Osarion, the temple there.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, there's just no way that they did it without a laser and a lot of other stuff. So we have to rethink a lot of the stuff. And there's a program on television called America Unearthed, and you know, they're going into finding that there truly were, you know, other cultures. Now, for the most part, he's trying to blame or give credit to the Knights Templar for most of them, which is not appropriate. But I do believe that people are beginning to wake up and realize that something else has been going on the planet for a very long time, and because the history books haven't written about it and don't have any information on it, it's sort of like it doesn't exist. But there's proof that other species have been down here and left their marks, and you know they are trying to take credit for it because they don't want to have to try to explain how mankind could not possibly have done a lot of this work.
Yeah, definitely.
Couldn't happen.
I remember like 2007, I was back home in Croatia, and I took some pictures of the sky. And 3 years later, I went through those pictures. And then in 16 different pictures, you could really see some kind of object moving, you know, up, down, left, right. It's obviously there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not an airplane. Yeah, so we are not alone. Yeah.
And, well... we are sort of running out of time. So how can I help you today?
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to see if you can give me some idea about my son, why he is completely withdrawing from school. He's 17. And he definitely doesn't want to participate in anything at school.
He's 17?
Yes.
From what I can see here, he's having trouble it feels to me as though he's having trouble finding himself, and he realizes that he has, you know, responsibilities, and he feels that he has, he doesn't know what he wants to be if he grows up. And so it feels as though he needs time. But is he eating? Is he otherwise normal, or is he just doesn't want to be involved?
Yeah, I mean, unless we try to push him, then he will close and, you know, look like a bit more sad. But if I, as a parent, say, okay, it's fine with me, you can see that he's more happy. But the school is definitely no, so.
It feels like there is depression here, and of course, I'm not a doctor. So... Yeah. So I, you know, when you get into stuff like this, especially with kids, kids go through depressions growing up because they frankly, you know, it growing up is not as easy as it once was, and so maybe you should, you know, find someone that he could talk to.
Mm-hmm. So you see depression.
Yeah, I feel that he's depressed, and I think that some of it has to do with, you know, the fact that a lot of it is expected of him, and he isn't quite sure what to do or how to do it. So that he's going through kind of like there's inner panic here, and I don't think it's anything terribly serious. I think it's something that you know he will grow out of, and that he will find himself. But at this point in time, you know, he may need to speak with someone who has the, you know, better credentials than I do. Even though I taught school and stuff, I can feel depression. So, okay. And I don't know what the cause of it is. That isn't, you know, something that I can delve into, especially, you know, on a radio show.
Yeah.
So. And it's not something I could delve into even if, you know, you were sitting in front of me, but I can tell you that I feel that you know, there is help for him, and that most probably, you know, just having the comfort of someone who isn't a parent, you know, that he can talk to, that he knows, you know, he has the confidence that, you know, nothing he says will be shared, not even with you. That he may be able to work things out very well by himself.
Okay.
So, you know, he's not crazy. He's just got hormones going on and all sorts of other confusing things going on, and he just needs somebody to help him straighten it all out.
Okay. Can I ask about my daughter quickly?
Sure.
She's 8, and she keeps saying that she sees things and hears. And can you see if she's maybe, I don't know, really seeing them or being psychic? I don't know if I'm influencing her, you know.
Actually, I think she actually is. Have you, are you familiar at all with indigo children?
Yes.
I think she may be an indigo, and I think she will maybe seeing and talking to other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about my husband?
I can't really read him because he's not asked for that. So it's you know, really not, it's not ethical for me to try to read other people for you. But if he wants a reading, you have him listen to the show and call in, and we will.
Okay. Anything about me? I mean, I'm an artist, but.
There's. A lot of new energy around you, and it does feel as though you have some projects that are very important that you're working on. And as you get to the end of June into July, it feels like there will be a lot more coming in front of you. And you know, it feels like you'll be getting much busier. And it would be a really good idea for you to just take care of all those things you have to take care of, and you know, sort of occupy yourself with your own stuff and don't worry about everybody else quite so much. But I would get your son some help. Okay?
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, hang in there. We have one more here in the queue. Texas Pearl, I would love to talk to you. But we are running out of time. Why don't you write me at BarbaraDeLong@gmail.com, and I'll see if I can weave through your issues here. I can't do it while we are on the air, unfortunately. We've got Shirley here. Hi, how are you? Are you there? Okay. Sounds like she's not there. I thought I would hit her, but I guess I didn't make it. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I do want to thank everybody who is here and all of the wonderful insight that got shared in the chat room. Thank you so much, everybody. It really helps a lot, and it is amazing the energy that you generate as well as the energy that comes from the people who call in for readings. I so appreciate it. Jeannie and I will be here next Friday at 4 o'clock. I almost said 12. We'll be here on the 12th at 4 o'clock, and we look forward to seeing all of you here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Jeannie, as always, thank you so very much. Someday we're going to pull Jeannie on the air so all of you can actually hear her voice and know that she is a real person, not just somebody I made up. And those who call in do know that she does. She is there. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye now.